Mystery of Ashura's Durability.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. One of the outstanding characteristics of every person is to attain the degree of freedom. Freedom to fly in the sky of spirituality and humanity, detached from the attachments and luxuries of this transient world. This freedom is different from liberalism, which is a dominant thought in the West and mostly pertains to unbridled freedom, freedom without any limits. No doubt, the Master of Martyrs, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and his loyal companions were the absolute symbols of freedom. Indeed, this spiritual freedom is another secret of durability of Ashura and Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. This freedom is the freedom from whatever ungodly attachment and full attachment to God, the Creator and the Lord of the entire creation. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and his companions, instead of selling their soul to the trappings of this transient world, bartered with the true beloved, God Almighty. This fact has been mentioned in the Noble Quran in Ayah 111 of Surah Tawbah. Surely Allah has bought from the believers their souls and properties, that they may have paradise. They fight in Allah's way, so they kill and are killed. A promise that is binding on him in the Torah, the Evangel, and the Quran. And who is more faithful to his covenant than Allah? Therefore rejoice in the pledge that you have made, and this is the great victory. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, upon setting out for Kufa, came across Farazdaq, the famous poet of those times. Farazdaq told the Imam, O son of the Messenger of God, how do you trust in the people of Kufa? They are the same people who killed your cousin, Muslim ibn Aqil, and his companions. Imam Hussein asked God's mercy and forgiveness for Muslim and said, He set off for the divine paradise. He fulfilled what he had been charged with, and what we are charged with, we abide by. Then the Imam read these poems. And if this world is considered exquisite, it should be known that the hereafter, which is the abode of the divine reward, is far superior and sublime. And if the divine predestination is that human beings have been created for death, so it should be known that being killed with sword in the way of God is far superior. And if the subsistence of people has already been distributed, we should know that less greed for sustenance is more beautiful and better. And if the result of accumulation of wealth is to leave them, so that is the value of being greedy for what we must leave behind. The loyal companions of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, adopted his role model and abandoned all worldly attachments and belongings. Zuhair was one of the Imam's companions. He was returning to Kufa from the Hajj pilgrimage when Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, came across him. Zuhair was having food when suddenly the emissary of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, came up and called on him to visit the Imam. Zuhair was very careful not to face Imam Hussein, but his insightful and faithful wife told him, "Glory be to God, don't you want to answer the emissary of the Son of God's Messenger? Stand up and hurry up to see what has the Son of the Messenger of God asked you, and then come back." Zuhair instantly stood up and went to the Imam. After a very short time, he returned to his tent with joyous face. He ordered his tent to be dismantled and set up beside the encampment of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Then he told his wife, "You can go to join your relatives, as I don't like you to be harmed because of me. I'm a good wisher for you." Then he turned to his companions and said, "Any one of you who likes to come to help the Prophet's son should be prepared, as this, our final meeting." Zuhair ibn Qayn chose his way with full insight and awareness. He preached several times in the battlefield to introduce Imam Hussein and explicate his luminous path. In the morning of Ashura, when he saw the ranks of the enemy, stepped in the battlefield and said to the godless hordes of Yazid, "O people of Kufa, I warn you against the painful punishment of God. Of course, it is the duty of a Muslim to advise his Muslim brothers and make them aware. Now we are brothers and have the same religion. As long as there is no sword between you and us, and you do not persist in your blind enmity, you deserve advice. But once swords are brandished in the battlefield, in our front of truth and your front of falsehood, there won't be any border and respect between us. Yes, God tested us, and you with the spotless progeny of the Prophet, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, to see how we treat them." The enlightened words of Zuhair had no impact on the hordes of Yazid, as they had already sold out their soul and heart to the Satan and had become the servants of wealth and power. So they started to insult Zuhair. When Zuhair saw the magnitude of ignorance and servitude to the world and Satan, he stepped in the battlefield with Imam Hussein's permission. He started his words this way: "I am the son of Qayn. I defend Hussein's sanctuary with my sword. Hussein is one of the two grandsons of God's messenger, from a progeny that goodness and God-wariness are their ornament, and he is God's pure emissary from the Prophet's stock. I fight you, and I am boastful of it." Another figure who showed freedom of spirit on the day of Ashura was Hurr ibn Riyahi. At first, he was one of the top commanders of Yazid's army. He had the mission to block the way of Imam Hussein's caravan whenever they went. He appeared in front of the Imam with 1,000 of his army. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, ordered his companions to satiate the forces and horses of Hurr ibn Riyahi, drink from the water of the river Euphrates. Then, at the time of noon prayer, Hur and his companions performed prayer behind Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. After the prayer, Hur told the Imam, "I have the mission to take you to Ubaydullah," but the Imam refused. Finally, Hur went back to the encampment of Ubaydullah. He was in a state of anguish as he found himself in a dilemma: go to Imam Hussein or stay with the hordes of unfaithful. But at last, he chose to go to Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. First, he went to Umar ibn Sa'd and asked him, "Are you going to fight Hussein?" Umar ibn Sa'd answered, "Yes, I swear by God, I will fight him in a way that heads and arms will be cut off from bodies." But Hor's conscience had woken up and he joined Imam Hussein and his companions. One of the soldiers of the ungodly and faithless hordes of Yazid asked Hor ibn Riyahi why he was going to Imam Hussein, and Hor answered, "Indeed, I see myself between paradise and hell. I swear by God that I will choose paradise." As Hor had forced Imam Hussein and his family and companions to stay in a very barren desert, he came to the Imam totally ashamed of himself. He said, "I have returned whilst I am ashamed and regretful. Will you accept my repentance?" Imam Hussein replied, "God accepts your repentance." Hor was very happy, so very soon he went to the battlefield and attained martyrdom. His body was brought to the tent of the martyrs. Imam Hussein said, "His martyrdom is like the martyrdom of messengers and families of messengers." It is also narrated that before passing away, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, came to Hor ibn Riyahi and told him, "You are really Hor. Hor means freedom in Arabic, as your mother has named you such, and you are free in this world and in the hereafter." Another example of freedom of spirit in Karbala was the family of Wahab. Wahab was in Karbala with his mother and wife. He was quite young when he stepped in the battlefield to fight the godless hordes of Yazid. He killed many of the enemy forces till they cut off his arms. His wife came to him as he was lying on the ground. Wahab insisted that she must return, but she said, "I will stay here and fight the enemy so that I am martyred as well." Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, told her, "May God grant you goodness from us, the Ahlul Bayt. May God have mercy upon you. Return to the women." At that moment, one of the mercenaries of Ubaidullah severed Wahab's head and threw it to Imam Hussein's encampment. Wahab's mother took the head of his son and cleaned the blood from his face. Then she raised her hands to the sky and prayed, "Praise belongs to God who made my face white and enlightened my eyes with my son's martyrdom." Then she took the head and threw it towards the hordes of Ubaidullah. The head hit one of the faithless hordes and killed him at once. The servant of Shemr saw the scene and attacked Wahab's mother and martyred her.